With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A month after his re-election, Governor Steve Bullock today announced new people will be in nearly half of his appointed cabinet directors' positions in his second term. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Bullock announced the exit of six cabinet members during a press conference in the state capitol today. So far, he's made picks to fill half of those vacancies. For the next 4 years in office, Bullock will appoint new directors for the Departments of Corrections, Health and Human Services, Commerce, Agriculture, Fish, Wildlife and Parks, and the Governor's Office of Economic Development.
I'm grateful that each of them chose to join me in this journey on behalf of the citizens of Montana, and I thank each and every one of you for your dedicated, and selfless service.
After thanking his former cabinet members who are retiring or seeking jobs in the private sector, Bullock announced his three new appointments. Sheila Hogan, current director of administration, will take over as director of public health and human services, replacing Richard Opper. She has a background in public policy and business. Hogan previously worked as executive director of the Career Training Institute in Helena for 20 years.
Director Hogan's been a champion of customer service, streamlining processes online, cutting red tape, and making it more accessible for Montana businesses to do business with the state.
Bullock selected John Lewis, a former top advisor and Montana chief of staff of U.S. Senator Max Baucus, to replace Sheila Hogan as director of administration. Lewis ran unsuccessfully for Montana's U.S. House seat in 2014. The governor also appointed an interim director of the Department of Corrections to replace Mike Batista. Lorraine Wodnick, current deputy director of corrections, will lead the department while nationwide search is done for a permanent director. Governor Bullock will announce the rest of his cabinet appointments in the coming weeks. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.